ABC Radio Australia.
Estoa Samoa prepares to take on New Zealand in the Pacific Rugby League Championship. Fans across the world will be celebrating with Samoan flags and the famous parades. That is, everywhere except in Samoa. Samoa police have announced no permits will be issued for pre-game parades, citing safety concerns. The decision has left many local supporters disappointed. The ABC's Samoa reporter, Adele Fruin, has the story.
It's a famous sight. Samoans and their cars waving their flags, fans screaming and cheering on the sidelines. But this weekend, the police want the streets to be empty. And in the capital, Apia, there's mixed views.
There's no reason permits should be denied. Parades are how our people show support for Toa Samoa ahead of their upcoming game.
If Toa Samoa wins, I'll join and support any parade, even if it's banned by police.
Parades have both positive and negative sides. Sadly, as we have seen and witnessed, some have misused them, leading to people being harmed.
Acting Samoa Police Commissioner Leata Wasamwelu-Afamasanga told local media that no parade permits will be issued prior to this weekend's Toa Samoa game because of safety concerns.
Approved parades follow the proper process. Organisers file requests, meet with us and receive safety guidelines and legal requirements to protect the public and ensure compliance with the law.
He says organisers were warned of the ongoing safety concerns, but they weren't followed.
As a result, we've decided to stop issuing parade permits.
He added a parade on Sunday was held without a permit, with two injuries linked to it. However, parade organiser Agnes Skelton-Early says incidents from the unpermitted parade should not be blamed on them.
We followed all parade guidelines. The issues raised happened on Sunday when we did not request any permits. Our only approved parade was Saturday from 5 to 6pm, so there's no reason to make a fuss or ban future parades.
Mrs. Early says she understands the police perspective, but believes authorities should target troublemakers and lawbreakers instead of blaming those who follow guidelines. Despite the police ban, her team will request permission from the police commissioner to parade outside the town area, celebrating what she hopes will be a Toa Samoa victory.
If our team wins, we plan to celebrate with a barbecue and fun activities for the kids.